Pauline. I'm not sure if you're using the right microphone.
USB condenser mic.
Okay.
Do you want me just closer?
Maybe a little? I don't know.
Well, this is fun. Let's stick around to see if Emily ever realizes she's recording audio with her webcam.
Okay, so I'm okay on my end?
Yes, but now I sound weird and I can't hear myself. Can you hear me still? Hello? Okay.
Hi, yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, that's much better. Great.
No? No? Okay. The whole episode is going to sound like I'm in a tin can. Good times.
This podcast is brought to you by someone who knows what they're doing.
Is it redeemable?
Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to No Redeeming Feature. I'm Emily.
I'm Pauline.
There you go. We talk about bad movies. And are they bad? Is what
are they
we
good?
Would like to know.
We don't know. Let's find out.
How could we know? Well, by watching them. That's how. Great. Welcome to this episode of No Redeeming Feature.
Oh.
I always feel like sisters, you know.
Yes, I do. I really, really do.
Yeah, today is Jupiter ascending.
Ascending. She's not rising.
She's ascending.
She's ascending. It's different.
Which is actually a scene in the movie, or a series of scenes in the movie. She ascends.
Mm-hmm.
That's all very exciting.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is from 2015.
Mm.
The critics gave it 28%. Audiences gave it 38%. Apparently, it like debuted at Cannes Film Festival. Cannes. Never know how to say it.
Cannes.
And people were kind of like, oh, I don't know. And then they delayed it. And then it debuted again the next year. People were still like, I don't know.
The little tiny bit that I read was like, technically it was full of all sorts of new ideas and camera tricks and Uzi Wessels.
Yes.
You know,
oh,
like,
it's
so
very fancy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
This is a movie by, also I'm gonna say this wrong, the Wachowskis.
That's how I say it.
Wachowskis.
The Matrix siblings.
Yeah, the Matrix siblings. Which the music sounds very Matrixy. Let's just let's get into it.
All right, we start with a nice little voiceover. And a flash back in time.
Yes.
So it's Jupiter, or what's her face, Mila Kunis. Kunis.
Jupiter Jones.
Yes, and she's giving us a little voiceover, which normally I don't mind a voiceover, but it bugged me.
Okay, yeah, no, this voiceover, I thought we could have just
seen
what was
it
happening, and we didn't need the voiceover, but you know.
Yeah, it was sort of like, this movie had a tone issue.
Uh-huh.
So it starts out with like, so you've got like the space people thing, and they're very serious about what they are doing, and they are in a very serious sci-fi movie. And then you have Mila Kunis, who is in a rom-com.
The Abraxases.
Yeah.
Abraxaxes.
Abraxas.
Abraxases.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, so she's like, yeah, she starts out the movie in this weird tone, like, I was born under this, my dad, my mom had to be cute, and I was born under this, and this star sign, and moons, and yiggly-bly, which means that I'm going to fall in love and be very successful, and blah, 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 and then it's like, and then some shit went down, and my dad got killed. It was
dad
really
got
scary.
Shot. He was in an astro something, and her mom was a mathematician of some kind.
Yeah, they were both like real smart
Russia.
Cookies.
He wanted
he had
to
a telescope.
Jupiter,
mm-hmm.
And then he had a telescope, and when they were getting robbed by, I'm assuming like the Russian mafia, maybe, I don't know.
Bad guys with
bad
guns.
Guys. He's like, don't take the telescope, and then they shoot him, and he dies.
Yeah, it was
quite
really quite scary.
Yeah, and then we're montaging our way through Jupiter's life as a maid. Well, no, first we are on the ship and the mom has her.
Yeah, she gets
and,
born and
yeah, she's born in a ship.
Yeah, as they're traveling to the US, and then it sort of flashes forward and her mom and her aunt and her clean houses, and she just got a sort of very routine life that's like, yes, get up early, work real hard, and she doesn't have a whole lot of satisfaction or independence. Yeah.
She hates her life, and she keeps saying
she hates her life.
Yeah.
And she seems to have like rich friends.
Well, I know. I just think those are her her employers that are like nice to her.
Sorry, I should say she is that one rich friend.
Which one?
That Catherine lady.
Yeah. I thought that was her boss. That's what I thought. That she was cleaning her house. Huh. Huh. That's what I took from it anyway. But she, how's our toilet cleaning technique, Pauline? Recently,
it's terrible.
I used
to clean toilets for a living. Yeah, I was sitting there and I was like, look, I don't want to be a judgy bitch or anything, but look, if you knelt down in front of every toilet, you'd never get anywhere. It wastes so much time.
Oh, okay.
She's got to bend.
She's got to bend over.
How do you think I got this awesome butt?
From bending onto toilets.
All the bending I had to do.
All the toilet bending.
Also, she's just like, I don't.
She's kind of
pro
like,
tip.
There's no. She's like,
pro tip.
No pressure.
Don't use the toilet brush on the outside of your toilet, you guys.
I don't know what you. Like, it's probably been a while since Mila Kunis has actually cleaned a toilet, so.
It just.
I bet they didn't have like a toilet cleaning consultant on.
Yeah.
Set.
Yeah. And it looks like there was no water in there or anything, but it was real cute watching her try and clean a toilet.
It was. Yeah. Yeah. And that's all she really did, though. Yeah. Sometimes she made a bed.
Not to go back down to the way that she was kneeling, like so close in front of it. It's like, not for the least of it, you're just going to get splashback.
You're very close to the germs.
You're so close.
I can imagine she's like always sick. Probably why she hates her life.
Yeah.
Maybe back away from the toilet while you're cleaning it.
Anyway, so that was quite funny. I thought that was,
Well, then we go to some kind of planet that looks all future-y. This blue, it's kind of like this planet has been Thanos snapped or something, you know?
Yeah, it's like cobalt blue sand.
Yeah, I thought maybe everywhere. The people had turned to sand, but then later when they sort of reveal.
No, they keep the peoples for juice.
Yeah, they juice them into like a clear juice.
So I'm not sure because we never get to see a harvest.
Very upsetting. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I don't know, like maybe that blue stuff comes in, it's like all caustic and shit and knocks them all out, like poppy juice or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. I have
maybe
no idea. It doesn't explain it.
I would assume at this point all the people have been taken away to be harvested because they don't like kill them and leave them.
And leave them, yeah, because it's the bodies. They want the people juice.
Let's go with that. The blue stuff is the powder.
And sort of knockout powder or something. I don't know.
Knockout juice. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I buy this.
Yeah. And so like you see this sort of like really cool looking city.
Very cool.
And then like, you know, obviously like a child's toy blowing in the wind.
Yeah.
Very
much reminded me of, oh no. The one where they are all a ragtag group of space people and it's, Groot is in it. Shit.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, reminded me of the Guardians of the Galaxy city.
Yeah.
Where they have a chase scene in the first.
Where they
do
the chase scene. It also reminds me of Tomorrowland.
Yes, yes. Yeah, very that.
It's very light, sort of like open plan, up in the air walkways. Yeah. Look cool. Look really cool. Yeah, so we meet Titus.
Oh, you've got names. I was like.
Just his. His is the only one I can remember. Hers starts with a K.
Sure.
And then there's Eddie Redmayne.
Hang on. Kalik. Kalikwe?
It is now. Kalik.
Kalik now. She is obviously in some good old-fashioned, old person
Spackle
makeup.
Spackle paint.
Yep. But she's made to look old. And they're just talking, being like, oh, he's very ominous. And then Eddie.
And they had this sort of like, all through, they have this sort of futuristic ancient Roman feel.
Yes. Listen, the costumes in this movie.
So good.
Yes.
So good, these costumes.
Yes.
So he's got like this sort of like, it's like a very figure hugging t-shirt, but then there's also this sort of like arm swath of fabric. So it's toga-esque and she looks very sort of
she's like piled
ancient Roman. It's kind of cool because it does look like it not that I was there, but it sort of reminds you of that ancient Roman snobby bastards.
For sure.
Thing kind of going on. And they're just like talking about like.
Who's the harvest?
Talking about the harvest and their inheritance from their dead mother. And apparently you get the idea that they're inheriting planets.
Yes.
And these planets have worth, and we come to find out that the worth is the people on them. So like they seed planets.
Yes. And then come back.
With people, come back, and their like lifespans are millennia. So like they because they harvest these people for juice, then they drink the juice and bathe in the juice. Do they drink it? I made that up.
They bathe in the juice. Yeah.
And it sort of replenishes all their cells and sort of reworks them so that they don't die. They kind of essentially regenerate.
Listen, if it wasn't made of people, that would be very tempting.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
No.
Eddie Redmayne made kind of like Zhupshin, like,
yeah,
like he's there via hollow something.
Yeah. He sort of comes in.
Oh, yes. Doing his voice.
Okay.
So, well, it's fine. Whatever.
Look, okay. I have seen this very close to when it came out, so I don't remember a ton. And I remember everybody giving him shit about his voice. And I remember not caring at the time. And it's however many years later, and I still don't care.
Yeah, it's fine.
I was like,
thing.
He made a choice.
An acting choice, and he committed to it.
He's just doing a character voice. The only thing is like, like JD said when we were watching it, it's a little hard to understand him at some points. And I'm like, you know, that's our TV too, because like, in movies when things are super loud and then people are really quiet, it's like, so like you're putting the volume up and down 20 notches.
Yeah, yeah.
Trying to hear him, right? But I'm like, me, the deaf woman who can't hear male voices very well, didn't have as much trouble as, or any more trouble than I normally do.
Excellent.
So I don't know, it didn't bug me.
Mostly he's just like, get the girl. I must have the power. That's his main thing.
Yeah, I think what it is like when you look at it, because he does like lose his temper and get loud at points.
Yes. And he's like,
yeah, he gets more forceful at certain points. Mm-hmm. So he has full use of his voice. I think like he's sort of doing like that fake, like the character is being like, I'm going to intentionally go down here to intimidate you, you know? So it's like, everybody has to like stop and really listen, because I'm like, I will not throw my voice for you to hear me.
I seem to recall reading somewhere that it was a choice he made because he was like, oh, he had some kind of injury or something.
I think I remember hearing that too. Now you say it.
So they've killed a bunch of people.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're back to her waking up again. Is it? And I think this is when we have like the montage of the like cleaning.
Oh, wait, they do talk a bit more. They talk a little bit more about the planets.
He's like, oh, I just thought I wanted Earth or whatever.
I wanted Earth.
That's the expensive planet.
Yeah. So that's, yeah. He was just like, oh, so, you know, do, and he goes away. And so it's clear that like Titus knows exactly what he's doing. He's like the fuck up little brother that just spends all the money. Like,
oh my God.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Can I have Earth? Okay.
So we sort of,
We get to the night, and we have a figure. I don't know why I'm being terribly French. He's walking down the road in the
alleys,
and Featherbeard is there. Guy with the
Featherbeard and eyebrows. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, Featherbeard, feather eyebrows. Pretty cool looking. Cyclopsy looking guy, and then this chick on a hover bike thing with these really blue, voluminous pigtails.
Yeah,
and they're all like, ah, yes, the thing. And they're like, oh, he's here. Okay. And then Channing Tatum is here, and he's got fancy boots on.
Yes. He has very fancy ears. Boots.
Mm-hmm. They've given him little eyebrow wigs to make eyebrow merkins. And he's got a little blonde goatee.
Yeah. He has like a dental implanty or a prosthetic.
Yeah. He's got little elfie ears.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes into a building and smells some
memories. So he picks up a file that is like about the egg donation or whatever.
He's like,
and he smells it, and then he sees the person signing it. Now this is not a thing that we ever touch again, as far as I am aware. That I has
some at some other point sight. When he's trying to smell her out after she gets taken away. He's in the palace, and he's like sniff sniff, and then he like sees a memory of where she was, so he's got like sniff smell.
Oh, he does do it again. Okay,
he's got smell-o-vision.
So
he smell-o-visions the file, and he's like, ah, yes. And then they're like, okay, we're gonna get him. They surround him, and he's like, well, I can sense. So he powers up his skatey boots, and he like,
how popular were rollerblades at this point? pretty. Yeah,
2015, I would say they weren't that popular anymore.
Because I remember them being pretty big when we were in high school.
Yeah, so like I think they peaked in the early 2000s.
Okay.
And this is like 2015, so probably not really that
And he popular. Was legitimately skating on set.
Oh, he was doing many things on set, legitimately.
Mm-hmm. I'm fine.
Listen, Channing Tatum looks great in this movie.
He does.
I'm fine with it.
He does.
So he blasts his way through the door.
Yeah, he's got they like some sort of space shield thing.
Yeah, it's very, I was saying, Matt was watching with me for a bit, and it was very Halo, you know, like the aliens in Halo, the other little shields.
Yes, I play Halo religiously.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, they have these shields that you can shoot at that eventually will go away. They'll power down.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I was like most shields, if you shoot at them enough, they go.
Yeah, but like these ones are like see-through.
Yeah.
Sticky. So they looked very much like we're just in Halo suddenly.
Neat. Okay.
Yeah. And he's like skating all over the place.
It's skating, but like hover skating.
Hover air skates.
Hover air skating, and there's like a glow thing.
And so this trio is a big shootout. At this point, I was like, no one in this neighborhood is like poking their head out the window and be like, whoa, what the hell is all this laser shooting sound?
No one's out and about.
Nobody says nothing.
No, nothing.
But that's kind of explained later.
Is it?
Not really why no one would poke their head out. But anyway, so I was like, oh, okay. I guess everyone in this neighborhood is just real used to intergalactic fights going on in the alleyways. Like
it is Chicago.
like windows blown out, holes inside of buildings, like
no more building
everywhere. Yeah, no more building. Later on, an entire building is like just poof gone. Mm-hmm. He gets away. She could have chased him on her little
she lets him go.
She totally is like, all right. And then we're back to the older sister. And she's wearing this white gown thing with spark. It's kind of like scales, but white and super shiny. It's very beautiful. And so, she's all like,
such good costumes.
Yeah. And she's all like, do the plan, make the deal. Okay. And she's like followed around by all these people.
Yeah. Like she's got like some sort of like, not a dignitary, but like, you know, like your secretary.
Yeah,
but like,
and he's like feather hair.
Yeah, and lots of cool prosthetics in here too. So like a lot of like the gene splicing that they do, like they splice humans and animals together. So like there's like a mouse lady and a bird person and
a wolf Tatum.
Yeah, he's a Channing Tatum's a wolf and his name is Kane. Ugh.
Look.
I'm fine.
So that's a very short scene, but I just thought her dress was of note.
Beautiful. Yeah.
And then we get a little bit more of Mr. Redmayne hovering in the sky, and he's in a pool, he's naked.
So we don't know how the human vava-voom juice works yet.
No, we don't. I guess he's just been vava-voomed.
He's vava-vooming. I surmise looking back, but at the time we don't know.
Like, powering the ship from the pool, because he came out and like it's like Eddie Redmayne nakedly coming out of the pool, and then it was like his hands were like whoosh going forward, and then the ship went forward, and I was like, is he driving the ship from the pool?
I don't know. My only explanation is that he was zhuzhing.
That makes sense too, that he was just zhuzhing, and maybe he was like pretending to drive the ship.
Yeah, because it's like out of nowhere you get naked Eddie Redmayne in a pool of slightly red goo, because everything's slightly red where he is, I'm fine with it. Do I need an actual explanation? Probably not. Really.
No, yeah, he looks great.
Yeah, so he does that,
and then his like he's got kind of a I don't know, mousy kind of dude. Some his little sidekick,
that sort of like rodent-y sort of splicing them. That's good makeup. I really like it.
Yeah, and very ornate, very over the top, like marching soldiers.
Yeah,
he's riding like a thing made out of a lady in the front that's just briefly there and then never seen or mentioned again.
Yeah, it's like one of those what do you call that when you
it's like a maidenhead thingy on a ship.
Yeah, but like, what do you call that when they just lift you around? In my head, I'm like, stop saying caftan. Stop saying caftan. What is it when they lift? It's not a rickshaw, but it's like, I can't remember what it's called.
It's like one of those, but it hovers and it's got a real lady attached.
Yeah.
She seems
she's
to be
so like, sup.
She's covered in gold and tubes and things. She doesn't look happy.
They probably didn't pay her enough.
No, yeah. So he's got these kind of soldiers that are like, they're kind of like robot-y, capey thing, kind, maybe cyborg, not sure, never explained.
Are they the lizard guys with the wings?
No, he's got like his soldiers, which I think are just like his guards.
Oh, right.
And then like the lizard dinosaur winged guys just seem to be like another branch of his military,
like security perhaps? Or military, maybe. Yeah,
maybe they are from the planet they're currently in. I think they're in Jupiter.
They're on Jupiter.
Yeah, and there's fire everywhere, so they seem like they would fit there. So he's like, Rodan guy's like, oh yes, the genes match, we have found her. And he's like, go and kill her. So you're like, okay, all right, stuff starting to happen. I really like the makeup on the rodent-y guy.
I did too. I really liked it. I like the way they did the teeth and everything was so
and
cool.
Heck, this dinosaur Komodo dragon winged CG guy thing was great as well.
Great.
They look pretty good.
Yeah, they did.
And then we're back in the rom-com.
Now we're back in the rom-com.
Yeah.
And
so
the friend or slash boss turned into a friend.
Yeah, I think it's like boss friend. It's like that weird line.
That weird line.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I buy that. And she's like in her giant bedroom with her giant closet and her very pretty underwear.
Super flat tummy. It's fine.
Look. We've been through this.
We have.
If we wanted to look like that, we would have to work harder than we're willing to do.
Yeah, not going to do it.
That woman worked hard.
She did. Yes. Hey, look, I had that body. I was very young and I didn't have to work for it. And there you go. We just think back to those times.
And this woman has it on film for everyone to see.
There we go.
No denying that she looked like that. Good for her.
What is it Moira says in Schitt's Creek, where she's like, take lots of naked pictures of yourself when you're young. You're going to look back and be like, oh, it was so great.
So great. It's true.
Anyway,
She's trying on outfits. Yeah, because she's like, I'm going on this date and this guy's going to propose to me. And then she's kind of like, I don't really know how I feel about it. I don't feel so good about it.
Yeah.
And yada, yada. And then Mila Kunis is like, oh, I know what you should wear. And she goes into the closet to get her something. And then these freaky deaky aliens.
They're like the little gray men, but with the backward bendy knees,
super
mean faces.
And they can like be invisible and not.
Mm-hmm.
And there's like
they can cloak themselves and make themselves look like doctors.
They like scuttle.
Yeah. So because Mila Kunis she's going to sell her eggs. She's using her friend's name or her boss's name. So they come to this woman's house.
Yeah.
To be like, it's her. But they're like, whoa, wait, no, it's not her. Mm-hmm. And then she full on goes to take a picture with her little iPhone and her mom calls.
Yeah.
And all the aliens are like, huh.
And then they wipe them.
Yeah, kind of, they wake up and they're like, "What? Anyway, I'm gonna go now." Okay, weird.
Yeah.
And there's this whole conversation between the two of them where she's like, "Oh, isn't this just like Cinderella?" And I'm like, "Not really, girl, because you seem to be super duper rich. So like, I don't think this is like Cinderella at all.
It's kind of a little bit."
Two rich people marrying each other, actually.
It's kind of what it sounds like. And it also sounds like you're kind of doing it for more money, not love.
Yeah. So he was on the lacrosse team or something. I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah. So then we go back to Mila's life for a bit. Is that what happens next? And is it dinner time with the dysfunctional family?
Selling eggs.
Mm-hmm. Selling the eggs.
So yeah, we have dinner time with the dysfunctional family. Mm-hmm.
Everyone's yelling.
There's like an uncle.
Yeah,
that's the head of this family. He seems to kind of be in charge of the money.
Yeah, wearing a tracksuit.
And there's like the cousin, the dude cousin, who's like come up with this get rich quick scheme, which is her selling her eggs and him.
And he gets $10,000 and she gets $5,000. I don't understand.
Yeah,
whatever.
I'm not exactly sure why, but sure. But she goes for it because she wants to buy a telescope that was like her dad's.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, this telescope is $4,000 and that would give me $5,000. So I'm going to do it. But that's, we meet this family and they're all kind of like a little bit mafia-y.
Kind of. Yeah. It just seems
mafia
more
light.
So to be like a mafia of the cleaning, you know, world as opposed to like the actual mafia.
Yeah.
And her cousin Yeah, but skeezy. Yeah, but like, yeah, and harmless, you know, other than
yeah,
the fact
yeah, harmless. Very, yeah, very harmless.
She's getting 5,000 under her eggs, but whatever. So whatever. She says she'll go do it because she wants to get her little telescope.
Yeah.
And so she goes to the egg place.
To the egg clinic-y place.
Yeah.
And she's like all nervous. And then they're like, Catherine, because she's used the other girl's name.
And she's like, oh, yes, no, that's me.
Oh, yeah, that's totally me. So then she goes in and they're prepping her for this procedure and they're trying to turn her out. And it's like, turn her out, knock her out.
And, turn her inside out. Just get those eggs the fast
turn
way.
Turn her around. So like, she's like laying there in the little hospital gown. And then I'm like, this nurse is kind of freaky deaky.
Yeah. But, and then they like strap her they wrists strap and arms her in. And hover her in the air. And
yeah, she's like, what the hell? And yeah. They're like, okay, that's right. Let's kill her, you know? And
Channing Tatum to the rescue.
In starts shooty patootying all over the place.
Yep.
And she's just like hovering there with her ass out. Yeah. We don't see that side, but her junk like, was yeah. fully on display.
Fully would be just out, wouldn't it? Oh no. So he picks her up and he's like, I'm here to save you. She's like, oh, she passes out.
Yeah.
And then this was something I was like, interesting. There's a ship coming out of the rings of Saturn. And I thought, I don't know if that's a wise.
JD said it wasn't Saturn.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, one of the ring planets, you know?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's bluish. Bluish
yeah,
planet?
Yeah, because he at first
it
was
looks
like,
great.
Yeah, it does. It looks great at first. Because at first he was like, oh, no, I got they shouldn't. Oh, wait, that's not Saturn. I don't know how he yeah. knew that. But
you know what? You shouldn't. Listen, kids, don't drive your spaceships through planet rings. It's mostly just like rocks
and
stuff, isn't it?
So much space in space. Just yeah. go around. But you don't need to go through that ship.
Yeah, but this is Titus's ship, and he's having a hover orgy.
Space orgy.
A space orgy. Everyone's hovering around in like a...
Zero gravity orgy.
Like a very symmetrical shape they've made.
Yeah, yeah, a little cuddle
job,
puddle.
Good job, guys. And his mouse lady assistant is like, oh, yes, he's got her. So Kane is working for Titus.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, to go find her because yeah. Titus's thing is that he wants to
rule
temporarily yeah. rescue Jupiter so yes. that his brother doesn't kill him. Her.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Them. Oh, yes. He does not want her to die.
He doesn't want her to die yet.
Yeah. So she wakes up and he's very nicely put a gun. Kane has put a gun out for her, so she'd yep. feel better. That feels yep. very considerate mm-hmm. of him.
Very considerate.
And he's kind of very quickly explaining everything and he's like, well, you know, the for breakfast this is Alax-brax-. What are their
Abraxas? Abraxas.
Listen, this name is not doesn't roll off the tongue.
No, Abraxas.
Abraxas. See, but how do you pluralize it? Abraxas?
I would.
The Borax family has
Scrub-a-dub-dub.
they're out to get you. They don't make mistakes. We got to get out of here, basically.
Yeah.
Is yeah. what's going on. Meanwhile, he's looking hot. Yep. He's got his arm tattoo. His arms are out and he's looking really really like, ridiculous yet cute. It's ridiculous.
Yes. He does look ridiculous, but he still looks good.
Yeah.
Somehow
through all of this. So they have a little chitty chat and he's like, "Okay, my ship's going to come get ya." But we cut back to Braxas Prime. Balaam Abraxas, aka Eddie Redmayne. And
Eddie
he's
Redmayne.
Like, get her. Because he gets information that she has been escaped. And he's like, mm-hmm. shut down Earth. Nothing gets on, nothing gets off. So they sort of go out the window and they're floating up to the sky. And it's going to be all, oh no, a bunch of creepy aliens in their ships.
Now call me stupid.
Blown up this huge ship and no one. Yep. Yeah, yep. Yeah. So
call
now
me
this
stupid.
Is, yes. You
but
are
would
stupid.
Not it have made sense to go to the roof to commence the beam up?
Listen. Yes. I think it would have.
So would it's have a slow there. Like the beam up.
It's like sparkle.
In this world is like a literal lift you up.
Yeah. It sparkles.
You know.
You fly through the air.
You, yeah, so well, it's elevators. Like you're not getting like disassembled and reassembled over there. You're just getting physically picked up through like a tractor beamy sort of thing that is rather slow.
Yeah. So this is an 8 minute long chase scene thing.
And it took like 6 months to film it.
It did. But you can tell that they did do a lot of the rope work themselves, which I appreciated as I kind of dipped in and out of paying attention to it, because it was for me quite long.
It's too long. It was so long and boring.
Really well done. It looked really good. All the stunts were great. It just was so long.
It was too damn long.
So there's like a segment where they're skatey rollerblading through the air, and she's on his back, and then they commandeer a ship, and then they're in and out of the water, and they're all over the place, and
she spends a really good amount of time on his back, like hold on tight, you know, spider monkey.
Sure. Hey, look, he's got a very nice back. Have I mentioned that Channing Tatum looks really good in this movie?
No. Do you want to make a whole segment about it, or is that too much?
Channing Tatum looks so good. Anyway, at one point, the ship they commandeer gets like chopped in half, and they get like away from each other, and he like zooms out of the ship.
She like gets like the alive treatment, where the back end of the vessel just fucks off. And she does so much falling in this movie.
She just basically is like falling perpetually, and he's perpetually catching her. And it's really long.
Like, this is where this movie, like, okay, a few scenes ago is where I was like, this movie is clunky as hell. It's like,
whoa.
You're like, now I'm here, and now I'm there, and now I'm here, and now I'm there. And it was like all these scenes so short, and you're just like, it's not that you can't follow it, it's just for some reason exceptionally clunky. And I wonder if it's just because every like location has such a different feel that like it didn't feel like I was in the same movie.
Yeah, it did. I mean,
I can't place why it was so clunky.
It's partially like we're in like, and I think you nailed it when you said that she's in a rom-com, but then the rest of this movie is like not a rom-com. Mm-hmm. But it kind of, so like the feel of the sort of,
like it felt very Made in Manhattan on one side, and then you know, anyway, so where are we? We're filming this scene, the longest. Props to filming this scene. So apparently, like the bit of information that I retained that I read was that like the color of sky that they wanted is only for about 6 minutes
per day.
Like filmed 6 minutes. Now I believe that was just background, like, so they're not like filming a like wire work on that. It's for the background plate, but they would just be like, oh, and now we're gonna go here and do it. So they would do like oh, I've got this helicopter route of what I want the background plate to look like, but they could only capture 6 minutes at a time.
Oh my God.
So like, that's a, like, so I'm saying like,
oh no.
They had a lot of technical achievements in this movie.
Yeah, no, undeniable. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Looked really good. And like, you know
It looked cool.
Worth it. Cause it looked really good. Could have cut about half of it out.
I have to wonder if it's like a really good action sequence is telling a story still, and this just was a bunch of action.
Yeah, this was just like chase,
but nothing happened, you know what I mean? So it's like, okay, eventually, I would have taken any one segment and been like, wow, that was a cool act, but they string all those together and it's like it didn't get them anywhere, it didn't further anything. So it's,
and the whole time
long.
I'm like an old building gets like completely shot up and exploded. Another building it's like there's mayhem everywhere. At one point, some innocent guy on a truck, they just like, he like surfs back on the back of his truck, and then the aliens blow the crap out of that guy. That guy's dead. And like, and everyone around him on the bridge.
We do learn, like, so they then hijack a car to get out of this situation. They're driving away, and she's like,
Oh my God.
He's like, don't worry about it. No, nobody will ever know. And she's like, how? Look at all this destruction and all this shit. And he's like, well, look behind you. And they've started to rebuild it because they have this sort of technology. And she's like, yeah, but people will know. And he's like, well, they'll just wipe their memories just like they did with you. Yeah, exactly. And then, but that's a good point. It's just like, can they just bring people back from the dead? Maybe with people juice, but are they going to waste people juice on these people?
I don't think they would waste people juice on regular people. It seems like only the super rich people of this whole, you know, thing get the people juice.
Yeah, exactly. So, it's very, very elite.
Like if I had people juice, I don't think I'd share
So like, yeah, if anybody died in there.
Yeah. So they're driving away. How they're not now getting tracked inside of this like car they stole, whatever. She does ingeniously stop his wound from bleeding everywhere with a maxi pad that she found in the glove compartment. Very ingenious.
Good enough.
Channing Tatum's looking really, really quite fetching in this scene. Anyway, I thought I should mention it.
Yeah, yeah, he's sweaty.
Mm-hmm, yeah, sweaty and a little cute with his ears and all that stuff. So then we get a playback.
I need to back up.
Back into the chase again.
Before the chase, there was this fabulous section where she's like, wow, you have cool boots. And he's like, and he hovers. And she's like, how does that work?
Oh, yeah. And he's like, science.
He says,
okay.
They use the force of gravity, redirecting it into differential equation slopes that you can surf.
Sure.
To which my husband's head exploded.
Yeah, I actually thought of him at that moment of the movie. I thought, I wonder what JD has to say about that.
So we paused the movie. Okay. So I was like, hey, babe.
Hey, is that a thing?
Is that a thing? And then I was like, you know, we're actually going to have to make Physics Corner a thing here. Because
we are. I just, there's a lot of physics that is just defied.
Physics Corner with JD.
Gravity is a thing.
Right.
Differential equations are a thing. Surfing is a thing.
Conjunctions are a thing.
Ooh, okay.
But no, they just sort of threw words together and hoped you wouldn't notice that it's all crap.
This has been Physics Corner with JD.
Sorry, I had to go back and my head exploded and I had to go back. So anyway.
Yes, now Eddie Redmayne is in the past somehow they captured a video of the Channing Tatum saving her earlier.
In the egg collecty clinic, and Eddie Redmayne is like, watching.
Oh my God,
this,
it's you.
So this is where we learn that she looks just like his mother.
She looks just like his mom. He's got mommy issues. He's like, go get her. You know, so they're in the cornfields now, driving away, and they get to a house that has bee houses on it. Honeycombs.
Everywhere. It's got honeycombs, active beehive honeycombs. Yep.
Just
everywhere. Inside everywhere. The house. I don't know why.
Sean Bean's character had been spliced with some kind of bee thing, and he likes bees. I think that was he's a splice as
is
well.
He
yeah
oh that's why his eyeballs do those things
that's why his eyeballs do the things it's the bee eyes So he's not happy to see Channing. Something happened in the past. They have a fight, and whilst they're fighting, his cool dog, pretty chunky fight. His daughter comes out and she's like, oh, are they being men again? Sigh.
Yeah.
And then the bees start swarming around Jupiter and she can control them because bees genetically recognize royalty. Okay. Sure. Hey, look, these are space bees.
Wouldn't Sean Bean recognize her then if he's a space bee?
He's only a bit of a bee. He's the bee splice. He's not a full-on bee.
That's true. Okay, so my bad.
Obviously. It's nice CG with the bees.
Yeah. And she's like sort of waving her arms and then they sort of like move with her. It looks cool.
And he's like, your majesty. So this is where she finds out she is a queen of some kind.
That daughter's sick, no?
Yeah, she coughs once.
So obviously
later on, she coughs once and then way later in the movie, Sean's like, I had to do it. She was sick. So there you go. Hey.
But we don't see her after this.
No, we see her this one time, and then as she leaves in the bit, she's like, I'm going to go get some stuff, and then she coughs and leaves, and that's it. No more daughter.
So this is another thing. This movie has a lot of loose ends.
Well, she's sick, and she can't go to space because she's sick. So I assume after this is all over, Sean Bean's going to come home and they're going to watch a movie. Maybe this one, you know?
Could be. Could be.
Yeah. So we find out in this scene where Channing Tatum has to take a shirt off now and it stays
off. He's got a wound.
He's got a wound. The shirt comes off. It stays off for until...
the rest of the movie.
But it stays off for a long time.
Good half hour.
Real long time. So she calls back her cousin and he's got all these doodads and gadgets and she's like, I didn't do it. And he's like, oh no, I'm in trouble. So
that's I pre-spent the money.
Scene there. I thought maybe more would happen with that, but nothing really does. I thought maybe he'd get like mafiaed or something. I thought so too. No, that didn't happen. So she is going to go now. We're going to try and find a way to get her off the planet, but the planet's all locked down. Of the trio.
Yes, but this is also where we find out that Earth is a colony.
Yes, so the Earth, the Braxises, the Borax family, and other Braxisly little entitleds, yeah. That's what they're called. They were like, we can't put the humans on this planet. Let's kill these dinosaurs and then we'll human the planet. And then And they're just waiting so that they can one day come back and harvest.
Yeah, so they're waiting for the population to be so big that the planet can't sustain it.
Yeah, and then they come and they just do the thing.
And yeah, their
the
idea
cycle
of
repeats itself.
Long and waiting is different from ours because they are like gazillions of years old.
Yeah, so they can just hang out and be like, yep, I'll just wait. I'll just wait. More of that sweet, sweet people juice.
Yeah.
And Sean Bean, at one point, he's like, pulls out this little iPad looking thing and these projections come out of it. And he's like, I'm going to show you the history. And then it breaks. And he's like, damn thing.
Yeah. And I thought it was which was very funny, I thought, because it's like, yes, that's right. Just because you've got this cool technology doesn't mean it always works.
Yep, that's true. And then she's like, oh, hey, you've got the same brand. He's like, oh, yes, Channing Tatum bit somebody. And then I took the fall because
the fall for he was like his like commanding officer
and they've got these
sort of military
things where they used to have wings
it's like two sort of chunky holes in the back, like imagine where like Pegasus wings would come out of your back and between your shoulder blades.
They got de-winged so now they're both de-winged and banished to Earth or somewhere, I don't know, whatever,
or wherever.
And Beardy Featherbeard
Featherbeard,
Cyclops,
and Hair Girl,
and Pigtails are back,
and they found them, plus the predator aliens.
Yes, they're all. They've teamed up, and there's a big chasey chase around a cornfield.
Mm-hmm.
Shots are fired. Channing Tatum still hasn't put a shirt on.
No, he was too busy fighting.
I'm good with this, and she gets stun gunned.
This actually was really cool.
Yeah, it's pretty. She goes boom through the air.
Yeah, so it's like she's in the core and they shoot. It's like this sort of like big shot mows down all this corn, but the corn goes down kind of faster than she does. And so you see her sort of still flipping through the air. I like that. It was a really cool shot.
The guns were all really cool in this movie. Like all the different
cool
kinds of guns. Yeah, and all the pew pew pews were very like, they sounded like beefy. I don't know if that makes sense. They sounded like they had some power behind them.
We forgot that Channing Tatum's gun barks.
It does?
Girl.
What? Oh. I must have been distracted by his pectorals.
You must have been. You hear it the most, because I think his gun gets either dead or lost at this point.
Oh.
In the beginning opening sequence, after he's like smell-o-visioned.
Yeah.
And they're fighting in the alley. His gun noise is not pew pew, it's bark, bark, bark. Go back and.
You guys, we found the barking gun. Oh no.
I'm so sad we didn't record your face.
Oh,
my god.
I was like, it won't be, maybe it just sounds a little bit like a bark.
No,
I don't
dude.
Know. Like, oh my God. Okay. Sorry.
It's some guy yelling bark, bark, bark.
Okay. Share sound. Okay. Optimize your video clip. Here we go.
Oh my God. Let the dog out. promise you, it's not my weird ass hearing. It barks.
Like
that's a fucking killer chicken.
I'm sorry, that was a chicken. That was a chicken. I apologize.
Like, bark, 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 bark.
Wow. No, I'm glad he lost that gun. That would have been really annoying. Who lost a bet? Someone lost a bet. You know what I mean? They were like,
and it's not even like they subtly put it in. Like, oh, it full on barks. I don't know how you missed this.
Huh.
It was right at the beginning. You're probably still getting yourself sorted.
Yeah, I was eating dinner.
Yeah.
So
anyway, that gun's not there no more.
Yeah. So the Featherbeard and Pigtails are like, Featherbeard's like, do you trust me to Pigtails? And she's like, I do. And he's like, ha, kills all the little creepy
guys,
aliens and Cyclops. Mm-hmm. And they snatch her up. They're supposed to kill her, but they don't. They take off. And as they take off, there's a crop circle.
They leave a crop circle.
Ooh, which I thought, yeah, it's kind of fun.
That's nice. Cute.
Yeah.
It's
but cute. Channing Tatum, okay, so Channing Tatum, shirtless still, jumps on like the skidoo thing.
The skidooy part, yeah.
Of the ship.
Yeah.
Goes into space with them.
Yeah.
And then we have a little scene where Abraxas, Balin, Eddie Redmayne is being all like, I'm evil, I'm ready to do the harvest. And he's got a floor that's kind of see-through and he wants it to be. And we see all these people getting harvested. And he's like, oh, get her. So there you go. And then we cut back to there's a lot of back and forthy.
So and much then, back and forth.
Then we cut back to the ship that Jupiter Jones is on.
Yeah.
Channing Tatum is still hanging on to the
he did stow away in.
Did he? Okay.
Yeah.
Good. I missed that. And I was like, he just fell on the spaceship?
No, he did like hang on and then he sort of like whoops in.
Okay.
And is
so he hiding. Whoops out and he rollerblade escapes and he's watching from afar. So now we're at this is the sister's planet. So we're gonna go through all the siblings and get to the meanest one at the end here.
Yeah, so it's Keflargon's planet.
Lord, the sister.
I'm so confident it starts with the K.
Kalik.
Planet. Anyway,
so now Jupiter Jones is in a fabulous dress.
Oh, so good.
Kalik is there, and she's like, come with me. We're going to walk through this room full of candles. Ooh,
in our giant ball gowns, nothing
like,
can go wrong.
Whoa, no. But every time now that I see a movie with a ton of candles, I just think to myself, I mean, obviously the servants, but it's just like someone had to light all those
candles.
But back
in the day, poor PA had to light all that shit. Like, I mean, to be fair, a lot of it now probably would be CG, but like, or fake candles. Like,
oh my goodness. These look pretty good though.
They look good.
If they were CG, they looked really good.
Yeah, I'm willing to bet some asshole had to.
Yeah,
those.
It looks like someone actually did. But there's a statue of basically her. She's like, oh, yes,
was it?
You know what? They told us it was, and it vaguely looked like her. So there we
also,
go.
Also, you know, actually, to be fair, you know when you see them physically take a cast of somebody's face,
yeah,
pull
no,
it
never
off,
really
and you're like,
quite.
Why does that not look quite right? So, you know.
Yeah, so it's that. And she's like, let me show you. Mom was like 90 millennia and I was 14 millennia or something.
Yeah.
She goes into a bath. Somebody pushes some buttons. There's lightning. She comes out of the bath and she is beautiful and young again.
Yes.
Yeah, so like, yes.
It
she's
was
naked
just a
now.
Really good cleanse and toner to remove all of that makeup.
Mm-hmm. Clinique should give her a call.
Yeah.
Also,
cute butt.
Yeah, cute butt. She's got this really cool thing where they do her hair.
Oh, like, this is very cool.
Yeah, very.
So like
handy.
Her sort of slightly robot-y kind of helper people.
Yeah, robot-y maids.
And
they
just
like,
sort of like, whoosh. They have like a thing and then they just press it and it turns into a gown and stuff. I was like, this is very cool.
Very, very awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. And like a sort of easy. Wand thing, like, you know, those wand things that you have at security.
Yeah.
But
they
it blow dries your hair.
Yeah.
And it was just perfect like insta-curl. And I was like, only.
And this, I think, is where Channing Tatum smell-o-visions again. And he's like, smell-o-vision. I'm going to get her.
Oh, that's how he finds her.
So he
busts
into the palace. He still doesn't have a shirt on. And he's fighting everybody. You know, so it's they're having a mother-daughter bonding kind of talk. And she's
So we do know now that she is like the genetic
reincarnation
rebuild kind of sure. it's what we would think of as reincarnation, but really it's just like there's only so many ways genes can go together and hers are the exact same way as the mom.
Yeah. So he busts in and he's all shirtless and holding a gun and panting. He looked great. Just in case anyone was wondering.
He still looks great.
Still looks great. And then the intergalactic police of some kind show up.
I don't know who they were.
I'm not really sure who these people were, but they were there to make sure she was okay. And they
Do you get the feeling that this was a 6-hour movie?
I feel like this should have been a trilogy.
I think this should have been like a mini series or a trilogy.
Yeah, this would have been a great mini series.
I feel like even though in 2015 they wouldn't have sunk that kind of money in like into a mini series, but like if this was a mini series, we could get all this backstory. I think what happened was is they showed up with a 6-hour cut and they were like, you can't sell that. Yeah. You have to get it out. And that's why everything is so clunky and weird.
Okay. Yeah.
Do you feel me?
I do. Yeah. I think this would have been a really fun. And like looking at, it's very soap opera-y, this script, which I'm fine with.
Yeah, I love it.
Watch a lot of soap opera-y things. And I think this would have been super fun as like a mini series that you could just binge or whatever, you know,
like 6 episodes.
Yeah. This world is really rich and it's really,
I love it.
There's a lot going on in this world. I liked hanging out in this world as stupid as this was sometimes.
It was so pretty.
It was really cool. And like, well thought out, like the visuals of it and stuff. But I think all the backstory
was there. I just think we couldn't get it all. Yeah. Like we couldn't get enough of it.
Which is very sad. Cause I feel like somebody put a lot into it.
And
So anyway, she's like, can I change into something better? So she changes into, you know, some regular badass pants. And there's this moment where he's like, here, take this pill. It will make you feel better with the space travel. She's like, all right, cool. Basically, we should bone. That's the subtext.
Also, there was no water in that glass.
You know what? We spent all the money on that chase sequence earlier. We can't afford. And look, all the water that was in there. All the water in this movie has been bathed in.
We used all the movie water.
You don't want to drink that. And she's like, oh, yeah, I just got bad genes or instincts with men. Oh,
Must be my genes.
For the bad guys. And he's like, you're a royal person and I'm a spliced, terrible, lowly dog. And she's like, I love
dogs. I like dogs.
I was like,
I did appreciate that she died inside after she said that.
Yeah, though. He leaves and she's like, dear God.
Again, we're back in a rom-com.
So she puts some pretty serious moves on him. He resists, but it cuts to him afterwards and he's like, slight smile. And you're like, oh yeah, it's on.
Yeah.
It's on. Yeah.
Yeah. Talk about planting a seed.
Boy.
I'm sorry.
And I find I should probably let everyone know that Channing Tatum's shirt is back on.
Yeah, but not the sleeves.
No, he has sleeves now.
Well, his arms still bulged through the
sleeves. Didn't have sleeves before, but now he has sleeves. And
what,
he
really?
Still,
he didn't have sleeves?
He still looks
or he has good. Sleeves?
Yeah, he has
really?
Sleeves now. Yeah.
Okay, well, clearly it doesn't matter.
Yeah, you still see his arms. They're there.
They're there.
Bulging. Anyhow, so they go to...
Core, check out them bulges.
Core, check out them bulging arms. Really cool costumes too, like even the like regular clothes.
Yeah.
Lots of texture.
I love that her top that she wears now, like it's got that sort of angled top bit, but it's still like her tits aren't out. Thank you.
Yeah.
Loved it.
So they go to a planet that's surrounded by a bunch of machine-y looking things.
Yeah.
It's kind of like Saturn's rings, like rings, but made out of machines.
Bits.
And they go into basically the DMV. And now she's got to get authenticated.
We have Dirk Gently as a robot.
Is that okay? That show, so good. And that's who that is, and that's where I've seen him before. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So basically, this is kind of like when Harry goes to Gringotts. No, is it? What's the bank?
Gringotts.
Ah! Oh, I did it.
You did do it.
I've watched the Harry Potter movies once and read the books once, so I'm very limited in my Harry Potter.
No, you got it.
This is kind of like Gringotts goes to space, and there are 20, nope, Gringotts?
Gots, you got it right the first time.
Yeah. Okay, and there are 25 million levels of it that you need to go through. They need to be like, we need to get this thing, but then you can get, it's very relatable.
And what we're doing right now is getting her recertified as a queen.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I think I read something somewhere. So Lana is trans, and that this whole, I wonder if this whole segment is kind of like, hey, this is what it's like to try and be like, this is who I am.
Yeah, probably.
So I was like, oh yeah, yeah. But also just like relatable on if you ever have to go to like squeaky wheel government.
Yes.
Get anything done. This is what it's like.
Yeah. And so just the people, like all the different types of people behind the desk too is really funny.
Yeah, yeah. All the little characters and stuff. I was like.
Oh, and the one guy was Terry Gilliam.
Okay, I thought
Gilliam?
Yeah,
Gilliam?
Yeah. And this did have a very Terry Gilliam vibe. This whole bit here was very like, what's that Terry Gilliam word? The one guy.
Yeah, the one with the pirates and the steampunk.
Yeah, that one. Plus also there's the one where the guy gets wings at the end and he's like an office worker.
He makes such weird movies.
Anyway,
so good.
This whole sequence had that kind of vibe. She eventually gets her little glowy tattoo on her wrist, and that means she's an elite.
Brazil was the movie I was thinking of.
Brazil. There we go. That's the movie I was thinking of as well.
Perfect.
So now she is an entitled. I did it.
Yes.
I got there.
She gets a glow-in-the-dark tattoo.
And she's like, hey, what's up? Why are you still around? And he's like, for reasons. And she's like, oh, are you sure? Sending sleep with me, please vibes.
Yeah.
It's really hardcore, but awkward. And then he's like, nope, can't. I'm lowly, blah, blah, blah. You're an elite now or an entitled. And she's like, ooh, do you feel like you want to bite me? I was like, okay, we're getting a little too.
It's all very awkward.
All too on the nose. But also, who am I to talk? If anyone's ever seen me, quote unquote, flirting in action, it's not very smooth at all. So relatable. This is a very relatable scene. Once again, I think he walks away.
Yeah, he just.
She keeps swinging the bat. Look.
Yeah.
He looked very good in this scene. Okay. So now we are going along. Mm-hmm. She gets kidnapped again. Doesn't she get kidnapped again?
Well, we have the Sean Bean betrayal.
Right, the Bean betrayal. Sean Bean betray. That's what happens. They're all
the betrayal. Oh, this is the baby of almost, Bean.
The almost kiss interrupted by the betrayal.
Yeah,
his daughter's sick. Remember that one time she coughed? So I guess he had to take the money.
Sure.
So she gets swooped away to Titus's ship. Ting.
Mm-hmm.
Now. How does he follow her this time? Oh, he gets swooped too.
He gets swooped too.
Got it. Yes, I remember now.
And then they separate them.
Yeah, so he gets stuck in a hole in the ground, and she gets a fancy room.
A fancy room, another new dress.
So Titus comes along. He reveals to her that the people juice is people juice. She didn't know that till now, but now she knows.
Yep.
And he's like, oh, my mom really wanted to end the people juicing military industrial people juicing
and
complex.
I do too, and that's why my brother hates it, and blah blah blah. Bullshit,
and so if we get married, barf,
yeah,
then we can defeat him
somehow. I don't know how.
Wasn't
I don't
really clearly enough I'm, explained why that it, needed to happen.
It wasn't, and like, sure. And yes, barf, because she looks like his mother, but she's not related to his mother. She's
no,
just
and
a
also like this
genetic
is not
fluke.
A sexual advance he's making upon her. This is a purely, but
convenience.
He's six
well because
too.
The thing is that even though like, it is just a genetic wow, like we pulled that card again. For some reason in this world. They consider that as good as so she has all the holdings and money and power
so
and everything.
Getting her little glowy tattoo means that she now owns Earth.
Yeah.
Don't know if we mentioned that before.
Yeah, she owns Earth among many other things.
But while he's trying to get her to marry him, he put her in her dress too. So while sister put her in this like beautiful purple, like butterfly looking thing,
flowery thing,
he's like, no, my vibe is much more, hover orgy. and my sisters. So I'm going to stick you in a black.
Oh, no, yes, you're right. You put her in the black thing first. Yeah, that was real. That was cool. That's a cool dress, too. The structural engineering on that dress was amazing.
Wa-bam. Right. So she eventually says, okay, yeah, I'm going to do it. And then,
ooh, it sort of reminds me of that feel. It doesn't look exactly like it, but you know, did you ever see Legend?
No, but I've seen stills from Legend.
And toward the end, she turns kind of bad, and she wears this big black thing into a big dinner. It sort of reminds me of that. It's that kind of vibe.
Yeah, the necklace was really cute too. Like in this scene, it was like very delicate, but like sparkly black necklace, and her hair looks like she's always got like every time she's in a new gown. She's got a new hairdo.
Yeah. So
there's obviously like hairdressers just, you know, traveling around.
Well, they probably have like those little button things that just magically do your hair.
Yeah, hair wands. So,
hair.
So her wedding dress, while she's getting ready for the wedding, he's all like, I'm going to go and shove Kane out an airlock, basically.
Yes.
So he does that.
So he does it.
So as Kane is getting shoved out the airlock, he kicks up some things.
So
little spacesuit pods.
Little spacesuit pucks, and he just so his hands are bound behind his back, and he's like, oh my god, they're actually going to chuck me out. So he kicks the wall to have a whole bunch of these
release
loose,
the pods
and release the pod, release
uses
the dog.
His boots
right?
to undo his shackles. Hasn't exploded from actually you don't explode when you go into space. I think your blood boils
no, you
and
don't.
Like you die anyway. But anyway, so he's still not dead, but hey, he's been spliced, so I'm gonna give him a little leeway. And he gets a spacesuit and he gets spacesuited and he's lying there in space. He's floating there in
space.
Lying
in space.
And his little pod
like a
spacesuit's like, you have 35 minutes. Of oxygen.
Get
like,
to the ship. Crap.
And then
the ship
on
like, warps
there.
Away and he's like,
no.
Now what?
So then he dies and that's the end of that character. No.
He almost dies.
Almost dies. Meanwhile, Sean has been arrested by the intergalactic police.
Yes.
And he's like, I did what I had to do. It was a very short scene. Back on Earth, Braxis Prime's guys come and they get her family. So her whole family is yet again fighting.
A lot of abductions in this movie.
Yeah, so they all get abducted by the rat-looking guy and a bunch of the dinosaurs with wings. So obviously they're going to be used for a ransom or something.
Yeah, or people juice.
Yeah, people juice. Or leverage.
Yes,
leverage. Fuck, maybe they had something right. So they get leverage kidnapped, and he's back to Channing Tatum floating in space, seeing visions of Jupiter Jones as he's dying, but then he's rescued.
He's like, yeah, so his buddies come and get him.
Yeah. So she's having doubts about getting married, but eventually she says, yeah, okay, I'll do it. And then she gets into this gown. That is.
This is her Princess Amidala gown.
Amazing. Yeah, this is the Princess Amidala gown. It's like a white mermaid gown with red
flowers
all over it.
This huge headpiece.
Just.
Very cool.
Amazing.
Very cool.
Really amazing. Yeah. And she has like a. He was like, oh, I was going to pardon. What's his name? So he like hands her the little pardon document. So she's got the pardon for the biting incident.
Yes.
Yeah. So there you go. That's that might come back later. So back on.
Well, but this is like, I don't understand why Sean Bean betrayed them, because Kane
the
already
money
had. He already had their pardon and he had that
daughter,
locked in.
Money for sickness.
I guess.
His daughter coughed that one time. That one time she coughed. So he basically, Titus's plan is he's going to marry her and kill her, obviously. Obviously. Right. I don't know why. I don't. Anyway. So there's a wedding. They have like, there's the ship she's on with Titus, the space cop ship. And then the Sean Bean is now friends again. Sure. And they
Check
out in their little robot ships, individual robot ships, and Titus launches a bunch of little
Warhammers.
The Warhammers, and they have to fight their way through the Warhammers to get to the ship. Why didn't the cop ship just shoot all the Warhammers and then they come after?
I feel like they swarm. It looked like they swarm.
Sure. So they, it's very, very visually a lot.
Yeah. Yes.
And it's a lot. If you have any sensory issues, don't watch this movie.
Oh, no.
So the wedding's going on and the fighting, wedding, fighting. This goes on for quite some time. Eventually he crashes the wedding.
Yeah.
And he's like, he was going to kill you. Oh, it's the thing hasn't gone through yet. The little ring tattoo thing is happening during the wedding. Her ring tattoo doesn't quite go through. So
doesn't
she's fine.
Take, yeah.
And then she's like, I'm out of here. So yeah. They take off.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So, like, once again, at the last minute, he busts in and saves her. It's like, oh, God, again?
It's going to, Paulina, I hate to break it to you, but might happen again.
I mean.
Look.
I know.
It's so cute.
I know, but it's just like, again?
Yeah.
Again?
Yeah.
What's she doing? What is she doing for this whole fucking movie?
Listen. She did some ass kicking. She does some, listen, we'll get there.
Okay.
All right. So they go back to cop ship and she's like, I just want to go home. I'm very upset. And lo and behold, her family's gone and she figures out that she's got to go. The rat guy comes and he's like, haha, we've got your family. He's like, fine, I'll go. So they go to Braxis's Prime's
ship. How long does it take to travel in this?
Look, they've got these pocket things that open, so I'm assuming you just have to get up into space, open a pocket, and then you can just, like, anywhere you want to.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe they've got the Spacing Guild on their side. You never know.
Maybe, could be.
Maybe this is the Dune universe. We're not sure. Mm-hmm. Yes. So she goes, they're like, yes, come with us. But then as soon as they get to Jupiter, they close the gate or something. I was confused.
Okay, you know,
so
I think...
follow her in there.
Exactly.
Sure. She's there all by herself.
So.
And it looks very beautiful. I gotta say, this planet Jupiter stuff and the ship coming
very
up out
good.
Of Jupiter and the smoke and the effects and everything, this movie looks amazing.
Yeah.
I don't fault it. So then we got this scene where there's a very talky scene. She's in that room where the floor disappears sometimes.
Yeah, you know, like those glass walls where you press
bathrooms.
A button and then they go like, they're like, frosted.
Yeah.
Unfrosted. It's like that, but a floor.
Yeah, I would not feel safe walking on it.
No.
And, you know, later it all falls apart, but, you know.
Under considerable force.
Yes, it does. There's a lot of force that's going to come up in a second. So Eddie Redmayne's basically like, give me your stuff or I'll kill your family.
Yeah.
The long and short of it. It's a very long scene.
He's pretty direct.
Yeah. She's like, oh, you must have been the one that killed your mom. And he like smacks her and he's like, how dare you? But like he did. That was him. So
yeah.
What, calm down, mister. And they can't go into the planet and they're all sad.
Yeah.
Sean Bean comes and pep talks him and he's like, listen, you've been searching for love your whole life.
I've been looking for love in all the wrong places.
He's finally, hang on, I'm going to do my Sean Bean.
Okay.
You've finally found love. You should go fight for it. So he does. He spaceships through Jupiter and almost gets killed.
Yeah.
Oh, that was like a weird throat burp. I apologize.
Oh, okay. I was wondering if I heard that or not.
I don't know.
Wow. Like,
I've had soda. And
so when he busts into Jupiter, he does this sort of crash land.
He just blows the crap out of
him. And this creates a sort of cascading problem. So he basically broke the bio bubble.
He breaks everything. And
yeah.
The whole thing just goes to freaking hell. Because
it's Bernie. It's a Bernie planet.
Yeah, the entire everything inside this planet is because one person crashed through the dome. You're going to tell me the people that engineered this amazing planety thing inside of Jupiter that I'm assuming is mining some things? I don't know.
Yeah, it's the mine. It's a mine.
For sure. Didn't think that maybe at some point in time, maybe someone might bust through the dome or like a rock might fly through the dome or like there, like a comet or a meteor of some kind, and they nobody planned for what would happen if a little
I don't think you can plan exactly how hot and awesome Channing Tatum is.
No, you can't. They, yeah, no, you can't. He looks really good in this scene, too. Yeah. So basically, she's going to sign the thing, and she's like, no, I'm not going to do it. My family might die. But that means the humans on the rest of the planet won't die. Sure. Because you're going to harvest it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Channing Tatum busts in, they go whoo, under the water, under the, what's the word I'm looking for?
Floor.
Under the floor. And they kiss, and it's pretty hot.
Yeah.
It's a good
yeah.
kiss.
Yeah. It's one of those times where you're like, really, like right now is when you're yes. kissing, but at the same time, it's like, well, they're probably going to die.
Yes,
so.
Right now. Yes, this is the time.
I guess.
This is the time.
If sorry, I'm not very- when.
I'm passionate about this. gotta do it. So no, it's a good kiss. And now it's okay. I'll admit it. This whole sequence now that we're about to describe could have not taken as long as it did.
And it's another one that took way yeah. too fucking long. So we've got to rescue her family who are floaty voting.
Like half an hour of this movie left.
Yeah, they're like floaty voting.
Yeah.
Knocked out. So same way that her friend was at the beginning.
Yes.
So it's like they're on a floating gurney, and so yeah, so they like, just sort of get them out of that room, mm-hmm. With the see-through ceiling.
Yeah. One and of the then, dinosaur then flappy guys is in there too.
Yeah, and then Eddie and Redmayne then something happens. Somehow, I'm not really entirely sure, but the family gets up into the ship safe.
Yeah,
I don't.
Channing
really know
Tatum
how.
Saves them because she basically Eddie Redmayne stabs her, and then she's like, "Ha ha!" has the gun, and he's like, "You're not going to use that." And she shoots him, and then like some
then
rock goes boom, and they go through a hole,
yeah.
and they get like sucked away. So Eddie Redmayne and Jupiter Jones get sucked away. Channing Tatum is left to fight.
More falling. Down
more falling,
holes in
falling.
Mustafar.
Channing Tatum is falling.
Is it
fighting.
Mustafar?
Mustafar.
Yeah, the Bernie planet.
Oh, this planet has a name?
Jupiter? No, this is Jupiter, but it looks like Mustafar.
Oh, okay. I.
Is which that... is the Bernie planet in the Star Wars movie. Where
oh, is that the one where it's... No.
I have the high ground! Burninating yeah, okay. the yeah, countryside! Yeah. yeah, that one.
Yeah, no, similar vibes.
Yeah.
Definitely. Okay, so the planet is falling apart, and it's yeah. still falling apart. Yeah, basically,
and she's kind of like running around, and she's running. She's trying to get to away because it's like
yes.
the planet is clearly exploding, right?
But
like,
also,
the biosphere is exploding.
Yeah, yeah, and also, Eddie Redmayne is chasing her and trying to kill her too.
Yeah,
Channing Tatum defeats the winged dinosaur lizard man.
Thing man.
Mm-hmm. He had this thing that like opened a wall before, and he opens the floor, and then he closes it, and
yeah,
chokes him to death. So there you go. And then he gets everybody up to the ship. They opened the gate to evacuate, and that's how the cops got in. So the cops are here now. And he's
okay, great.
Yep, there you go. And he's like, "Hold on till the very last minute. I gotta go find Jupiter Jones." She and Eddie Redmayne have like a showdown where he's like, "Yes, I killed my mother," and she's like, "Ah!" And smack, she gets a good couple whacks in with a pipe, kicks his ass. I was like,
"I'm yeah. sorry, but
no,
what? Who's getting up from a golf swing with a lead pipe to the face?"
He's got people juice, right?
I mean, does people juice make you
yeah obvious.
Immune? I thought people juice fixed you.
People juice gets you into your peak physical condition, which obviously is able to withstand pipes to the head.
My bad, I didn't understand.
Yeah, didn't you read the supplemental material to no, this movie?
No, you don't, I don't do
did
any
you read
research.
The manual? yes. So he's like, "Oh, my mom said she hated her life," which is a thing
yes.
she said at the beginning. So we're trying to bookend. Bookends
yeah.
are important in storytelling.
Yeah.
She's like, "Haha, smack, smack." He falls down. She's like, "I'm just going to walk away, except now the whole balcony is falling into oblivion."
Yeah.
And she's like, ah. For a very long time. And then Channing Tatum, one last time, out of nowhere, saves her. He space suits her. He space suits himself. Pew, pew. And then the space cops are like, we got to wait till the very last minute. He skates through the little portal. Mm-hmm. And they're like, at Earth. And they're like, oh, no.
Yeah, they're all sad because they're like, oh, he didn't make it.
Wait, I've got his signal. And he's like, look out your window. And there they are in space. Hey, thank you.
I did a thing.
Yeah. And there they are.
And yep.
We get a little cap to the whole thing where Jupiter is now waking up and being a maid again. Why would you?
I think she just wants to spend time with her mom. And her
sure. How aunt? About be like, hey, mom, I own Earth. Come to my spaceship. We don't have to be maids anymore. Not that there's anything wrong with being a maid, but if you had to choose between being not a maid and being a maid and being
does she have a
like a queen, well, she's like owns Earth.
She does. Yeah,
I
but
would
like,
assume that anything that Eddie Redmayne owned that didn't get exploded now belongs to her.
Yeah, so here's another fine example
anyway.
Of loose ends. What happens to Titus? What happens to K-Lady? What?
I'm sure they just, they had their shots and they missed them, so they're gonna scheme another day.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, I'm like, what happened to them? Like, did I blink and I missed?
No, they just didn't.
This is what I mean, and like, there's significant chunks of this movie missing.
Did you obviously didn't read the supplemental material?
When, no, they, no, I
they
didn't.
They got tried. And,
so you're right. She's
not convicted.
She's being the best maid she's ever been because like they go back to like what was that opening montage?
Yeah,
they're like get up, make the coffee, but she's already up. She's already made the coffee.
Yeah.
She's like the best maid ever. She's actually cleaning quickly and being an awesome. Yeah. Co-worker and
at
blah blah
dinner,
blah.
They give her the telescope. They're like, we all chipped in.
Yeah, and then she's like, oh, I've got a date.
Now, I don't think she can ever introduce him to her family because he's got the ears.
Also, now he's got wings on.
Listen, let me tell you how I was completely fine with that. Channing Tatum still looks really great. Except now he can hug you with his big man arms
big
and
man
his
wings.
And I'm into it.
Yeah.
It's great.
It's very cool. So now she uses the hover space skatey boots.
Yes. And he flies around with his wings.
Yeah. And that's how we do. The end.
Let me tell you how my phone almost got a virus from this movie.
Oh, no.
So I thought to myself, this must have been some kind of like trilogy they wanted to do or something. So I'm like doing the Googling being like, was there ever going to be a Jupiter Rising part two? Apparently, yes, with a smaller budget, which I think would have probably been a good thing.
Maybe, yeah. Helped.
And then I saw this thing that was like, oh, it won't star them, but it will star Lindsay Lohan and Hayden Christensen. I clicked on it and then I was like, your phone has been infected. Please click on it. And I was like, oh my God. So I had to restart my phone. Anyway.
Lame.
Yeah. So we'll never know because I'll never click on that link again. But we could have had maybe, possibly, probably that was clickbait. And Lindsay Lohan, Hayden Christensen, Jupiter Rising.
The more I think about it, the more I think that this should have been. There's way too much.
A miniseries. Yeah, yeah. Something I'd be down to watch this as a miniseries.
Yeah, it's like, try it again.
Amazing.
Yes,
looked amazing.
It did. Right. It looked really good.
Let's take a quick break and then we're going to come back and look at the chart.
Okay.
It's going to be great. Where's my mouse? There it is. Okay, here we go. We almost did not record. I would have been really mad.
So sad. All right, let's look at the chart. Chart,
one out of 10,
chart.
I had it. 8 funds out of 10, I actually had quite a lot of fun.
I'll give it a 7. I think I had some 7 fun.
Fun times. I was not offended by this movie.
I was not offended. I was just a little bit like, shit's missing. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Every once in a while, I was like, what's going on? Yeah, whatever.
But yeah, fun.
Story.
This is a fun place to be.
Story.
Look at all those guns.
I'm giving it a half a story. I feel like it was half a story.
Yeah.
There was definitely some stuff missing.
Shit was missing.
Do they know?
Mm-mm.
No.
Not a one.
kind of, I'm giving them a 3 for did they know. You're giving them a 0.
Yeah, not a person knew what the fuck
they sure
were in.
Tried. They're getting
there
a 10
was
for,
so much effort.
They're getting a 10 for trying because
there was so much effort in here. Like they tried.
The music was like, I'm trying. Mm-hmm. The costumes were like, we're
trying. The makeup was trying. Yeah. The new way of doing effects was trying.
Yeah, no, it looked great.
So much effort.
The CG looked good.
Yeah,
the
pretty
sets
good.
They used were great. Like, it looked amazing. Mm-hmm. They tried real hard. Yeah. Mm-hmm. How many tries are you giving it?
8 tries.
8 tries. Oh. Ambiance. After we got over the beginning where it was like, rom-com sci-fi, and we got into just the sci-fi, I think the ambiance was pretty decent.
Mm-hmm.
7.
I'm going to give it a 5 because I just, it was so clunky.
Clunky. Got it. Yeah. What the fuck? There was a lot.
I don't know that there was that much what the fuck.
No, there was a lot honest. Of like, me being like, really? Okay.
There was just that sort of, like, there's just that chunk of, like, what movie are we in?
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't get a lot of what the fuck.
Mm-hmm. I got more of Out of Speed, too, let me tell you.
Yeah, because, like, honestly, I do think, like, the back end of the research and the thought process behind this world and everything was there. We just didn't get to see it.
Yeah. I'm going to give it a 5 because, like,
yeah, the way, like a 4.
Yeah, cuz there were a lot of special effects where I was like, "Woo," you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's kind of a bit what the fuck. You know? Not in the way we mean it, I think, but hair, makeup, costumes, 10.
Oh, 10.
And
flawless.
10 out of
10. So
just
good.
Even if you're like a costume person,
yeah,
watch this movie and just look at the costumes.
So good.
If this was a franchise that had taken off, I could see some amazing cosplay.
So much cosplay.
I kind of want to do a cosplay from this movie.
Why not?
Like,
you can do
yeah,
cosplay for
I'm from Jupiter
want.
Ascending, one of the a very low rated sci-fi movie with a really hot. Did I mention that Channing Tatum looks really good?
Are you going to dress up as Channing Tatum? It's the only way I'm going to participate.
I'll do it. You can be Jupiter. I'll be Channing. I'll put little eyebrow merkins on.
Eyebrow merkins.
To go. I'll bulk up. It'll
yeah.
Be great.
Yeah, I'm going to rock a ponytail and away we go.
Oh, okay. Et cetera. How was the sets? They were great.
Everything
looked really good. 8. Sure. I don't know.
Yeah, sure. Great.
Yeah.
8.
Yeah,
a couple of dodgy CG things, but a little bit of the time.
Look, I'm going to, I would say watch this movie anyway. If you haven't seen it.
I would say watch it. I would say watch it.
Part of why I think people are not super fond of this movie is because it's a bit of a like teenage girl's wet dream of a movie. You know what
I was
mean?
Just gonna say this is a movie about a woman.
Yeah. It's a sci-fi that is centered around, and it is very, it's a very paranormal romance. This is like
yeah,
a paranormal romance movie.
Yeah, and she's not like a helpless woman,
no,
but nor is
no.
She fully like Lara Crofting it either here,
no,
right?
No.
Like,
which, honestly, if I were thrown into her situation, I'd be freaking useless.
Totally.
Not gonna lie.
100%.
I'd be like,
I wouldn't have been able to hold on to his back.
Channing Tatum.
Yep.
I cannot defend myself.
Yeah. No, but
like,
it's true.
But yeah, so I think this movie, the bad reviews and like people being like, eh, were just a bit kind of like, oh, it's silly and it's girly, you know what I mean? And I'm like, yeah, it is. And I liked it. And it was worth
watching.
But
what do I know? I'm just a woman.
Yeah. Like what? We can have 5 million Fast and Furiouses, but we only get one Jupiter Ascending?
Yeah.
Fine.
I didn't mind this movie. I remember not minding it at the time. I don't mind it now. Is it high art? No. Did they achieve a lot? Yes.
Yeah. Does it look pretty? And is Channing Tatum really beautiful?
Yeah. Yes. And Mila Kunis is really beautiful too.
She's
like
her eyes. I just kept looking at her eyeballs.
They're so ginormous.
Being like, wow.
They're
and
so
she's
ginormous.
Like her waterline is lined the whole movie.
And it doesn't like goop.
so
in
good
the corners.
Yeah. Happens. Anyway, how many watched it anyway? Is he gonna give it?
Like seven?
Seven?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm gonna give it like a seven. I don't think like I'm like gonna hold a gun to your head and be like, you must see this in your life. But I think that it's a fun little popcorn movie.
For sure, for sure. I'm gonna give you a guess of what I'm gonna give it bonuses for.
Okay. Mm-hmm. If we divide the movie into 10.
10, Channing
10 sections
oh,
of
sorry.
Channing
yeah.
Tatum's scenes,
mm-hmm.
and then you would give a bonus for each one.
That's basically what's happening here. Listen, I may have written some things when I was a teenage girl that were pretty similar in the vibe.
There you go. There
and
you go.
Not going to lie that I felt quite fluttery. Whenever it was like, ooh, is he going to kiss her? Oh, he has wings. Ooh. You know how, okay.
Hot.
Turning Red.
Yeah.
Or like when she like draws that mermaid
yes,
picture
mermaid.
Of the guy. And it's so cringy. And it's
yes.
so like that this movie is a bit
that
to me.
And I feel that. Yeah.
Down
I feel
for
that.
It. So 10 Channing Tatums.
Oh my gosh. I am going to give.
Time.
Yeah,
I'll
yeah. I'll be giving 2 bonus points,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and those are for the vocal acting choice of Eddie Redmayne. Because fuck y'all, bitches, he went out on a limb and tried something.
He did. He did really good. I thought nobody phoned it in.
Nobody phoned
didn't
it.
Didn't think.
In.
Maybe Sean Bean a little.
No, he's doing his own thing.
No, he did his thing. I thought he was gonna die, and he didn't. So that was new.
Well, that's because
me.
Sean Bean.
He just always dies. Okay. So out of 3, I don't know if I'm doing the math right here. I feel like. No, that's correct. Pauline, this
yes.
movie has 44%. So is it redeemable?
Alas, it is not. Too bad. Really?
Sure you don't want to go back and give more bonus points for Jane?
I no, because I just give the points how I feel I give the points.
No,
I shoot
but like
the gut.
if you give let's say you went back and you gave
uh-huh.
10 at Channing Tatum bonus
Channing Tatum
points. Still we'd have to give you
Yeah, that's too bad, baby.
I'm so sad.
Oh, I thought it would pass.
I liked this movie.
Hey, it gotta watch it anyway.
Watch it. Anyway.
Yeah, watch it anyway. Fuck
stare
those guys.
At Channing Tatum's eyebrow markings.
So our next one is going to be.
Yes, yes. Our next movie.
Mommy Dearest. Mommy Dearest. Mommy.
Well, shit. That's a line from the movie. Or no. Jesus Christ. That's a line from the movie.
Jesus Christ. Is it mommy or mummy?
I've put it down as M-O-M-M-I-E. That's probably wrong. I think it's mommy with a Y. Mommy Dearest.
Or M-O or M-U?
Mm-hmm.
Just out of curiosity.
Listen, British person.
I'm sorry. It affects the way I say it.
Oh.
Mommy Dearest.
Mommy Dearest. It's a memoir and expose. Joan Crawford. I don't think we should be looking for accuracy in this next movie we do. We're just going to watch it. This is the movie that may have killed... just may have killed somebody's career. Yeah, I'm excited. I've not seen it,
too.
And I'm excited.
I know so many references, so this
yes,
is going to be...
many references, never seen
delightful.
The whole thing.
Delightful.
So join us next time for Mommy Dearest. And thank you for coming along to outer space with us.
Bark, 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 bark,
bark, bark, bark, bark, bark, bark, bark. Okay. Wow.
He's still hot?
Yes.
Yes, I know. The answer is
of
yes.
course he's still hot. He's Channing Tatum.
Right? Of course, right.
Regardless. Irregardless?
No,
whatever.
That is not a word.
Irregardless of the tea.
The pain. Okay, hang on a second.
The initial new move. Next move.
Barf.
I'm going to do that again.
Hang on a second. Say it again.
No, stop chewing in the microphone! Okay. So now I have to edit that out. And you've made me angry. So I'm going to just tell you how angry I am. Oh, I see. I felt very intimidating just then.
Right? Me too. Wow.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, good, good.
So much so that I don't want to eat ever again.
How do they come up with the names? You know?
Like... Generators? I like big butts and I cannot lie. You other brothers can deny. When a girl walks in with an itty bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get sprung.